Blog Talk Radio.
Stevie B's Media Production is a part of the Shellcaster Network.
Stevie B Media Production presents Acapella Gospel Music Blast with your host, Stevie B. Playing your favorite acapella music from the world's greatest acapella artist. Sit back, relax, and listen to the sweet sound of voices. We're flying at 30,000 feet, and you're riding with Stevie B.
Stevie B is on the radio.
You can call into the live show, 713-955-0508, or email us, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Contact us. Let us know who's riding with Stevie B on the blast tonight. This is the Acapella Gospel Music Blast, and you're listening to Stevie B.
This radio show is the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, for Outstanding Achievement in Record All Radio. This radio show is being broadcast from Stevie B Media Production at the Carolina Studio in the great state of North Carolina. This is Stevie B, and I'm the Blaster Master of Acapella Gospel Music. And according to the late Yvonne, the General Connor from Dayton, Ohio, she said Stevie B is the hardest working Christian DJ in the world today. May the good Lord have mercy on us all. That was my dear sister right there. I have a quote from Esau Jesse Marat from Straight Company from Louisville, Kentucky. He was on the show as the producer for acapella group Divine Experience with one of the lead vocalists, Brandon P.K. Smith from Tampa, Florida. Esau said, I really appreciate this quote from Esau. He said, my radio voice, my energy, my creativity is refreshing, and nobody does it better because nobody's going to outwork me. I have a quote from Brian Malone from Committed Acapella Chorus from Rogersville, Alabama. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio. I have a quote from Thurman Meadows from Temple, Texas. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man in acapella music on. I have a quote from the late Irvin C. Jackson from Wesley Chapel, Florida. He says, Stevie B is the greatest and the hardest working man. He said, I consider you to be the lighthouse of acapella gospel music. I have a quote from Mr. Ooh-wee himself, Dorian Paul from Houston, Texas. He says, Stevie B, we need you. We need you, Doc. Don't you go nowhere because we need you. I have a quote from my dear brother Jeremy Roberts from Hyatt, Virginia. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working man on the radio, period. That's what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you what they said. I have a quote from my dear brother, Anthony Blunt. He's the radio host of the Gospel Train. It airs on Sunday morning on Facebook Live at 7:30 a.m. And this show also airs on 94.7 FM, WWBC 1510 a.m. in Rockley, Florida. He said the same thing during our interview on his radio show. So it must be some truth to it. I have a quote from Kenneth Ray from Maiden Acapella Ensemble from Louisville, Kentucky. He says, Stevie B is the hardest working brother in acapella music on the ones and twos. I have a quote from comedian Tim Pryor from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He said, there are many great Stevies in the world, like Stevie Wonder that made nothing but classics in the music game. But you also need to know about my guy that's killing the radio game, my guy Stevie B. I have a quote from Callie JT from Los Angeles, California. He's with acapella group Exodus 2.0. He says, Stevie B puts the A in acapella music. Stevie B is awesome. Stevie B is amazing. Now, I have a quote from Al Pratt. He's the founder of the NACAMA Awards. Now, I'm going to do this quote in Al Pratt's voice. He said, Stevie B, the acapella DJ, often imitated but never duplicated. Not only is he the hardest working, I'm telling you, he's the smartest working DJ in acapella music. Stevie B. Now, that's an Al Pratt voice. Now, I have a quote from my dear brother Ali Zell from right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He says, Stevie B is the mouth of acapella gospel music. And I have a quote from Hammond Burke. This is the last quote from Hammond Burke. He's the creator of the Shellcaster Network, and he's from Plano, Texas. He said, Stevie B is the ambassador of the world of acapella. I like that.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
All right, let me get this big iron bird on up off the ground. I rubbed my two little coins together and bought me an airplane. But you can't be the blaster master unless you're dropping bombs on your radio show. I said boom, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, we are taking back Friday nights for the Lord. Oh, yes, we are. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to play some of your favorite acapella gospel songs from such artists as Straight Company, Dorian Paul, Committed Acapella Chorus, and many, many more. We provide our listeners tonight. You can give me a call to the live show at 713-955-0508. Or you can go to my send your emails to my new email address, butlersteve1009@yahoo.com. Let me know who's riding with me on the blast tonight. I'm trying to lift up your spirit with these inspirational songs on a Friday night. That's right. It's Friday night. And Stevie B is playing acapella gospel music. So turn up your spiritual ear.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
At the bottom of the hour, I'll be featuring my song of the week. I want to feature a song and tell you a little bit about the artist. And this song will get two plays on the show tonight. We also want to dedicate this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show. We also have a feature on the broadcast called My Funny Bones. You know, I love those comedians because laughter is good for the soul. We'll be featuring two comedians on the show tonight. Also during the broadcast, we'll be featuring my shout-outs. Now, these are some people I've been in contact with, whether it be here on social media or people I've been meeting in my local area here right outside of Fort Liberty. It's no longer Fort Bragg. Fort Liberty, North Carolina, who are listening to this radio show, and they just love acapella gospel music. And I've actually been meeting people who never even heard acapella gospel music, so it's just a thrill for me just to be able to introduce them to this great music that we get to enjoy here on The Blast on our Friday night. So I just want to show them some love and let them know how much I really do appreciate their love and support for these radio shows. I also have a new feature on the broadcast called My Monthly Triple Spin. And for the month of February, I'll be featuring Anissa Cooper out of Memphis, Tennessee. She dropped a new album back in 2020, so we'll be featuring her songs for the entire month of February. Also on the broadcast, I have my O100s, and I'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Yvonne General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. She said, Stevie B, you got to play something for the old folk. So I considered what she said, and of course she was right. So I came up with the feature, My O100s, and we just really do miss her. She was with us from the beginning. So you got Stevie B, the Blaster Master, loose in the booth on the ones and twos.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I go through my playlist tonight, I'll be announcing the previous interviews we've done with the various acapella gospel music artists and producers and writers. And I'll just tell you what episode these artists appeared on so you can go back wherever you're getting your favorite podcast from and just pull these episodes up. We've just been picked up on Pandora now, so there's just so many platforms now that you can find these shows on Spotify, Apple iTunes, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. They're just all over the place now, so we're very proud of that fact. And also, I had done some recorded version shows as well, mostly album debuts. They were the live shows here on Blog Talk Radio, so it's the same playlist. Just my voice. I just took my voice out of the show. Some people say it's a blessing. I don't know. That's just what they say. So, but the sound quality is excellent. It's done in beta high fidelity, so I think you really enjoy those recorded version shows. And those shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
The upcoming events I want to make you aware of on tonight's show, my special guest is Ron Walker from Atlanta, Georgia. He is the recipient of the NACAMA, National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, Lifetime Achievement Award, and he is debuting his new album on the show tonight, his 2023 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. Looking forward to having Ron on the show tonight. And also on February the 16th, we'll be doing my first Top 20 Countdown show for the year 2024. In the month of January, we were not able to put on a show due to the technical issues that we was having on the broadcast. We weren't able to put that show on. So Lord say so, we'll be able to do that on February the 16th. That'll be the first Top 20 Countdown show for the year 2024. On February the 23rd, my special guest will be Anthony Tony Carter out of Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois. He has a new single that he'll be debuting on the show. And also on that show will be my man George G from Boca Raton. He's not from West Palm Beach anymore. He made it clear he's from Boca Raton, Florida. So we always enjoy having George G on the broadcast. And then on March the 8th, my special guest will be Toni Washington from Detroit, Michigan. And she is one of the lead vocalists for the acapella group Journey Acapella out of Detroit. Now, Toni was on the show back in the year 2017. So it's been a few years since Toni was on this show. This episode number 50. So I was looking forward to having Toni on the broadcast. And let's see what else we got going on. On March the 22nd, my special guest will be Melissa Lancaster, formerly of the acapella group Durant. She's no longer with that group. They have a new group now called Raging Harmony. So looking forward to having Melissa on that broadcast. And then, of course, we have my man George G and Anthony Tony Carter coming back to the show. They try to come back. They have so much music, ladies and gentlemen, so we're just trying to feature some of that music on the broadcast. So that's March the 29th. And also, I'm going to have a special guest. I forgot about that. I'm going to have a special guest host on that show. I need to make a note of that so I don't forget about that. But Renee Baker from Sherman, Texas, she's going to be hosting that show. So that's going to be March the 29th. So I'm looking forward to that. Renee called in and she said she wants to host this show. So we're going to let her host that March 29th show. So that should be fun. All right. So that's what's happening. And also, Capella Radio out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm broadcasting now through Capella Radio. They're playing acapella gospel music. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week station that's dedicated to acapella gospel music. And I'm doing a weekend show on Capella Radio. So just KAPPELLA radio.com. And if you're a lover of acapella gospel music, I think you'll really enjoy what you're hearing on Capella Radio.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music flash.
So who's on the playlist tonight? We got some new singles from my man Ron Walker out of Atlanta, Georgia. He's going to be my special guest in just a few moments. Due to my time restraints, I'm going to bring Ron on the show so we can go ahead and get him off the show. He has some other business obligations that he has to attend to. So we're going to try to get him on the show as fast as we can. And then my man Teray Mack has a new single out of Jacksonville, Florida. Exodus 2.0 out of Los Angeles, California has a new single. Charvis Davis out of Miami, Florida has a new single. And many, many more.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
So enjoy the ride, ladies and gentlemen, on the blast tonight. Stevie B is on the air.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
You're in the mix with Stevie B, the Blaster Master of acapella gospel music.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to kick the show off with my interview with Ron Walker from Atlanta, Georgia. Ron Walker, welcome to the blast.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it there, man, Stevie B. You know what? We have we've relocated. We're back in Oklahoma now.
What?
Yeah. You know what? I am actually trying to navigate my way through Dorian Paul Williams City, Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow. So now, okay. Now tell us now, what happened to when you had to go back to Oklahoma? What's going on?
Oh, well.
You know we know, hey, Ron, you know we knows it around here. What's happening?
Well, I mean, it was several things. You know, we had to consider the location because of school and work, and it was just a little more laid back than it was
okay.
In Atlanta, Georgia. It was just a little too fast paced.
So we decided
we're just going to go ahead and make the move back to Oklahoma. So
that traffic on 285 got to you. Huh?
Oh, my goodness, man. If you know what? I made a vow. I said, if I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, if I'm on 285, it's going to be between 1 and 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right,
I will not go there through Russia. Oh, yeah, it was horrendous, man. I tell you.
You know, I hadn't been in Atlanta.
Happy to be back.
I hadn't been in Atlanta. Well, we went last year for the tour. that we went on the Acapella Experience Tour, and we did two shows in Atlanta, and I hadn't been in Atlanta in a few years prior to that. Man, I was just overwhelmed with that traffic. I couldn't wait to get up out of there.
Yeah, man, there's nothing to write home about, I tell you. But, you know, we started in Los Angeles, lived in Los Angeles for about 8 years. We moved from there to back to Atlanta, Georgia, lived in Atlanta, back to Oklahoma, back to Atlanta, back to Oklahoma. I told my wife, I said, this is it. We're not making any more moves. I'm done. It's just too much, you know, as far as dealing with all the moving and the expense and the,
right,
everything that goes with it, you know. But
right,
we've considered maybe Texas. I don't know. We're still contemplating. It's going to take a lot of elbow bending, you know, to get me to move to Texas. But,
Okay. Now, isn't it better now since you're in Oklahoma? I know you told me earlier last year that you was doing a lot of traveling out to Los Angeles. So isn't this kind of better for you because you was in Georgia at that time?
You know what? Well, actually, the travel to Los Angeles really gone. I haven't been to Los Angeles now. Oh, my goodness. It has to be about 12 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
So what I'm doing, yeah, I'm really working kind of behind the scenes. I'm pushing a lot of these very talented Christian young artists. So I'm just doing, you know, the writing, producing, and stuff like that. But I haven't been to Los Angeles. My wife wants to go, but we may go out to visit, but that's probably going to be about it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your album. Now, I know you are on a time crunch here, so let's talk about this new album, this 2023 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. Tell us the overall theme for this album, and what's going on with this project?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you, Steve, this album, believe it or not, has been about 3.5 years in the making and about $25,000.
Whew.
Just to get everybody together, get the recorder together, the engineers and everything. But as far as a theme, well, I was doing a lot of thinking. My wife actually kind of helped me out with some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. My main focus was just to bring people from the East Coast, because there are a lot of artists in the East Coast that people don't know about in the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was born and raised in Buffalo, New York, and
right,
I said to myself, I said, well, what I'm going to do is this particular album is going to feature those unsung singers who have just blown away the audiences in the East Coast. As a matter of fact, one of the artists, John Wilson, you're going to play probably tonight, is the brother of Barry Wilson. You probably know Barry Wilson.
Barry Wilson.
Really? Well, we went to college together. And he was part of a cappella. So he sang with a cappella along with George and Waver and all the rest of them. I said, well, John, your talent has to be noticed, man. You gotta
right.
It took a lot of coaxing, but I got him to do it. And he's on the album. As a matter of fact, they're going to be in Alabama at their homecoming this year.
Okay.
And, I couldn't think of a better place to showcase their talent.
So basically, your album, you were just trying to put out unknown acapella artists.
Exactly. It's not really necessarily a theme. I was talking to the CEO of the record label who happens to be in LA. And we were going back and forth. I said, well, you know what? I don't want to just stick with one theme. I want to give them an array of different types of music out there. And you hear it when you hear the album. And that's another reason why it took so long. But I didn't want it to sound like it was coming from the same place.
Right.
I don't know if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that makes perfect good sense. I want to hear who are some of the artists that are on this album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my girl, you had her on the show a little while ago last year, Tiffany Bumpus.
Yes, Tiffany Bumpus. We're going to play her single in just a few moments. We'll play her single.
She is phenomenal.
Yes. We love Tiffany.
You know what? My diamond is in the rough. Tiffany Bumpus, Jonathan Wilson.
Okay.
We've got Rakia Green. Rakia Green is a member of the Green family, and her talent really doesn't go noticed. I call her my Joan Baez.
Okay.
And if anybody out there gets the album, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I've got Mom, Corey Walker. She's on there.
Okay.
I've got, as far as, you know, people who are really not that notable, those are my main soloists that are on there.
Okay.
I think it's a really good project.
Now you have 10 tracks on this album, correct? So what we're going to do, since I know you got a time restraint going here, what we're going to do, I want to play at least three of these singles off of this album. And we'll kick off with Tiffany, her new single, You Said, and that'll be followed by Jonathan Wilson. Both of these individuals are from Rochester, New York. His single, Hold On. And we'll let you go after we play your single, Hold My Hand. That's with featuring Tiffany Mumpus as well as your mother as well, right?
Right.
That's all right.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Ron, tell us now. Tell my listeners how they can get this album.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? We've got so many painstaking days and hours. It's still being, I would say, we're still working on getting it out there right now. Because it wasn't actually officially released until January of this year. So right now you can actually go to the J. Brad Music Media website to get it, but right now you can only get the physical copies. That's J. Brad Music Media, J. B. as in Baker, R-A-D, musicmedia.com. In about 3 weeks to a month, it'll be on all the platforms.
Okay.
Every one you can possibly think of, so... You got a little patience, we'll get it there.
Sounds good. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play two singles, Tiffany Bumpers, You Said, and Jonathan Wilson, Hold On. And just hold on, don't go anywhere, but then we'll close out this segment with you with your single, Hold My Hand, okay?
All right, I'll be here.
All right, hey, we got my man Ron Walker, the Nakama Lifetime Achievement Award recipient from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, is that where you are?
Well, it's on the outskirts of Oklahoma City. It's Edmond, which is about 25 miles north of Oklahoma City.
Okay. All right. We got Ron Walker from Edmond, Oklahoma. His new are we calling this the 2023 album or 2024 album?
It's 2024.
All right. 2024. Mind, Body, and Soul, ladies and gentlemen. We got two singles that we're going to play here now. Tiffany Bumpers, the lead vocalist on this, and Jonathan Wilson. His single, Hold My Hand, Tiffany Bumpers, You Said. Hey, brother, thank you for riding with us on the blast tonight. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back with you, okay?
I'll be here. It's a pleasure.
All right. Tiffany Bumpers, You Said, and Jonathan Wilson, Hold On, new singles from the 2024 album, Mind, Body, and Soul, produced and written by Ron Walker from Edmond, Oklahoma.
Shoot through thick. Show through thick, and then I know that you love me. Show through thick, and then I know that you love me. Show through thick, and then I know that you love me. Show.
You gave me the reason to believe in me.
Show.
You set me free from all of my enemies.
Show.
I know you got my faith within your very hand.
Show.
I long to see my Jesus in the promised land.
Show.
Your precious touch, your humbleness, your healing hand.
Show.
It soothes the pain of every woman, every man.
Show.
And I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, what the blessed joy to hear you say. It's nothing less than love that makes me feel so good.
Sure.
You kept your promise just like you said you would.
Sure.
Sometimes I feel I just wanna give up.
Sure.
I look to you, your grace and love to fill my cup.
Sure.
The sacrifice, the loneliness I know you felt.
Sure.
The lashes of the painful whip I know you felt.
Sure.
But I thank you, Lord, I thank you. Oh, what a blessed joy to hear you say.
There's no reason why I can't.
is there in my times of need.
In my times.
Oh, yeah. Given to face this world that I live in, no more boundaries. Jesus set me free.
I want to give a shout out to Ashley MacArthur. She works at the Walmart here in Hope Mills, North Carolina. She lives in Lumberton, North Carolina. Ashley MacArthur, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Hello out there. This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee, former directress of Praise Unlimited. If you want to hear the latest and you want to hear the greatest, keep your station locked in to Stevie B.
This is Cool as Debris, and you are listening to Stevie B, the master blaster of acapella gospel music.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Hey, this is John Pooh Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the show tonight, my special guest is Ron Walker from Edmond, Oklahoma. He is the recipient of the Nakama Lifetime Achievement Award, and he is debuting on the show tonight his 2024 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. Ron Walker, thank you, brother, for riding with us on the blast.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
Hey, I'm loving what I'm hearing from your album, man. I want to hear the rest of these artists.
Well, you know, I mean, they're out there.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what this show is all about. You know, Ron, since 2016, that's all I've been doing is putting out new music.
Oh, yeah, and it's been phenomenal, man. I've heard songs on there that I haven't heard for years. I thought those people had faded into the woodwork and they're coming up
right
with music or not.
Right,
I'm,
right.
I'm excited to listen.
And I just pride myself on that fact alone. That, and I told when we was on that tour, Experience Acapella Tour, that's what I said during that tour, that we're on a new frontier of acapella gospel
right
music.
Absolutely.
You know, because we just have yep so many artists now who are putting out good music, good production.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Mainstream so good, you know,
yeah,
quality.
Right, and I don't mind bragging. I don't mind bragging on these artists, Ron, because I know what we're putting out is good music.
Absolutely.
You know?
Agree more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So I'm trying to let you go, Ron. We got one more single that we want to play, and it's Hold My Hand. Now, you say your mom and Tiffany Bumpus is on this particular single.
Oh, yeah. Well, that took a little bit of maneuvering to get that one done. Tiffany and I, we actually recorded this album at a recording studio that's actually owned by a lot of you rock and roll and pop connoisseurs.
You
probably heard of the Goo Goo Dolls. And we recorded this album in their studio.
What was the group?
Called the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah, look them up.
I've heard of the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Wonderful human being, the owner and the lead of the group. But we did everything there. We recorded the initial vocals there, but we had to travel to Niagara Falls to get mom to do her vocals. So
okay.
Sort of a compilation project, but
okay. Well, I'm excited to hear it, man. Now, Ron, we're going to let you go. Does anybody want to give a shout-out to before we let you go?
Oh, man, you know, there are just so many people. I want to give a shout-out, actually, to my singers, my wife, my family, my kids, grandkids. Yeah, I got grandkids. And everybody else, hey, man, got to give a shout-out to you, man, for all the hard work you're doing out there, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been working, brother.
I'm gonna wrap it all up.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I appreciate you bringing me on your show, man. I really do.
Well, I thank you for making the time for us, man, to debut this album, because we just want to make our listeners aware of what's going on in the acapella world, bro. You all are putting out some great music, man. We're proud of you.
Oh, appreciate that. Really appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Walker from Edmond, Oklahoma. He's no longer in Atlanta, Georgia. It was too much traffic for him. He couldn't take it anymore.
Yes, Lord.
But he's out there
you
in Edmond, Oklahoma, where there's no traffic.
Yeah, well, until you get down to the city. Once you get down to Oklahoma City, yeah, there's traffic, but it's nothing compared to Atlanta.
All right. Hey, brother, thank you so much for riding with us on the blast tonight and sharing your new music with us. We certainly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Tell us one more time. Tell us one more time where our listeners can get this album.
Well, right now you can only get the physical copies at J. Brad Music Media. That's capital J-B-R-A-D, musicmedia.com.
All right. Hey, Ron, thank you so much, brother, for riding with us on the blast tonight, sharing your music with us. Certainly appreciate it.
Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a new single, Ron Walker, Hold My Hand, from his 2024 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. And this song features Tiffany Bumpus, as well as Ron's mom, is on this album with Ron on this single. Enjoy your listening experience. I'm Stevie B.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh Lord, Lord, I need you while I walk this whole dusty road. Oh, my shoes, sometimes they get torn. My Lord, my heart is not warm.
Oh,
I want to give a shout out to Wanda Clark from, she works at Walmart here in Hope Mills. She lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Wanda Clark, Stevie B wants to give you a shout out. I told you I wasn't going to forget about you.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
This is Orlando Tisdale, a.k.a. Mookie, and you are listening to me on Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This your girl, Toni Washington, from Journey Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Coming up next, I have a single play from Exodus 2.0 from Los Angeles, California. They have a new single entitled Suffer My Loss from their 2023 album, The Lord is in This Place. Now, this group features Terry Moore Mays from Temple, Texas, and also Callie JT John Emerson from Los Angeles, California. And this song is number 5 on my top 20 countdown show for the month of January. Enjoy this single play, Exodus 2.0. You guys, Stevie B. on the ones and twos.
Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, man. Boom, 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 boom. I really like this one. Boom, 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 boom. Come on, Leandre. Boom, 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 boom. Let's do this. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. Oh, Jesus, how I want to.
Oh, Jesus, how I want to.
Oh, how I want to be.
How I want to be.
You
accept the worst and it didn't love you.
Oh Jesus, how I want to.
Oh Jesus, how I want to.
Oh how I want to be.
How I want to be.
But in everyone's hurt.
You accept the worst and it didn't love you. My cross, oh, shake my head and say, go on my friend. It's hard for me to imagine that you could give so much, not for your own, but for the sake of others, even as they curse your throne.
Thank you.
Dr. Christie up the Grove. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, up the Grove. Yes, she told me that's what her name was. She worked at Walmart. She lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Christie up the Grove. Stevie B wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash. Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts, singer of No Mistakes and album I Forgive You, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
What's up, everybody? This is Bruce.
This is DeMario.
This is Cranston.
This is Tori.
And this is Jordan.
We are Rain.
And you're listening to
Stevie B.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
We have a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Edward, Niagara Falls, New York, but don't hold that against me.
Edward from Niagara Falls, New York. How you doing, brother? Welcome to the blast.
Woo! You know, I'm back here in Chicago Hole eating my chicken wings this week, you know.
Oh, so you a stowaway?
Yeah, you know, I still had to stow away, you know, since you fired me, you know.
I didn't fire you. I didn't. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who this is Edward Bishop from Niagara Falls, New York. A few how long ago you been on the show, Edward? About 2 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe.
I've been with you from the beginning, pretty much.
No, I'm talking about when was the last time you was on this show? About 3 years ago.
No, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Well,
anyway,
Well, anyway,
ladies and gentlemen, this young man, he was responsible for dropping the bombs on the blast on Friday night. That was his job. He was to drop the bombs whenever we dropped the bombs before we did the funny bones. After we did the funny bones, and one day I came in to work and he was just gone. He just didn't show up to work no more.
he actually
walked off the job, and now he's running around telling everybody I fired him. Well, you is a mess. How you doing, brother? Good to hear from you.
Hey, you weren't paying me enough, so I had to, you know.
Okay, I see you had to find you better opportunity. Okay, that's all good.
Yeah.
I can understand that, you know, inflation getting everybody. I ain't mad at you.
But you know, hey, now I'm back. I want my job back.
Oh, well, you got to go through I got a new board of directors, so you got to go through a hiring process now. They screen all the applicants very closely now. They just don't let anybody ride on the plane on Friday night. Hey, because of what you did to the show, they not doing that no more. Well, you is crazy, man. But I talked to my board and see what they say. I let them know you showed up. You stowed away on the plane tonight. Yeah. Well, I talked to my board, see what they tell me, and I get back with you on that. But it's good to hear from you, man. It's good to know here that you're doing all right, brother. Hey, it's good to hear that you landed on your feet.
Rod did that CD, man.
Yeah, man. And that was just three singles that we played. It's ten tracks on the album. We only played three singles.
You gonna play all 10?
No, we don't. I already played the first two already. Did you hear the first two?
Yeah, I'm saying you're gonna do all 10.
No, we don't do that anymore. We don't do that anymore. I got called out for doing that.
What?
Yeah, a lot is going on. I had artists calling me out for debuting their whole albums on the show. They got a little upset when I was doing that. They telling me I'm playing all the music on my show so people can just listen to my show and won't go buy the albums. you know.
Yeah,
hey, but Steve Adams
was
on the show.
See what happens when I leave? You get yourself in trouble when I leave.
But check this out. Steve Adams from Houston, Texas, we debuted one of his new singles on the show back in December of this past year. And Steve, I told Steve that about that. He said, well, they just don't really. Now, this is what Steve said. he said, they just don't realize that that might be the only airplay they get, what they get on your show. I just thought that was hilarious.
Man, Steve Adams, The Way of the World. Oh man, that's a
He has some great albums. Now
you gotta play The Way of the World, man.
Well, that ain't on my playlist tonight. So you can't come on here and start dictating.
Hey, no.
you can't come on here and start dictating what's on the playlist now. You don't even work for the company.
Anybody?
Okay, I play it for the months out. Let's do it that way. I try to put it on my playlist for
the
next week's show. Let's see. What date is this? I try to play it the end of the month, the last show I do for this month. I try to just remind me to do that. I put it on my playlist. Okay.
All I'm saying is you gotta do Johnny Wilder too. I'm just saying, you know.
Now I did Johnny Wilder last week.
What?
So you can go to episode 327 and listen to that show from last week. I had Johnny Wilder on that show. I've been playing Johnny Wilder a lot here lately. Because you know he has. Have you heard that single "Point of View" from Johnny Wilder?
I probably have.
Oh man, if you hadn't heard that, I love that single "Point of View." Johnny has some nice singles on his album.
Man, Johnny
is
the man.
Oh, yeah, he's the man. Hey, Edward, thank you, brother, for riding with us on the blast tonight. You know, it's always good to hear from you. Good to hear that you're doing well.
Ooh.
You did get you another job, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, because you fired folk, you know.
Stop saying I fired you. You stop saying that. I did not fire you. You walked off the job.
I didn't fire your board of directors yet.
Hey, you walked off the job. That's what you did. You was messing up. You was burning up food in the cargo hold. You was a hot mess when you was on the show. You was down there cooking in the cargo hold. You was doing all kind of crazy stuff. Yeah, we had to let you go.
See?
But hey, brother, but it's good. It's good to hear from you, man. Hey, yeah, you a hot mess. Hey, it's good to hear from you, brother. It's always good to hear from you. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the show, man.
Woo! And I'm dropping the bomb.
It's crazy.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Coming up next, we have my Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
We'll be dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B Media Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week, we are featuring Vonda Tucker Waller from Phoenix City, Alabama. We have a single from her 2004 album, So Glad You Blessed Me. Now, we did an exclusive interview with Vonda on this broadcast, episode 183. And I actually got a chance to meet Vonda in person when her and her family, when they performed with us on the 2022 Experience Acapella Tour when we were in Birmingham, Alabama. And I messed up. I got a chance to meet Vonda and talk to her, but I didn't take a picture. So I just pinch myself. It just reminds me now. Next time you go on tour, you get to meet some of these artists. Now you make sure you take a picture with them. I just pinch myself about that. But enjoy this single from Vonda Tucker Waller, or What You Really Want From Me. I just love this song. Enjoy my Song of the Week.
What you really want from me?
Anything.
Whatever you ask of me.
Yeah.
Boy,
Holy name, is it really too much to go wherever he says? cold. Indeed, I have to say no when I think about all that he has done for me. When I think about how he died to make me free. When I think about daily he supplies my needs. I could never repay the deeds, Lord, I'm giving you all of me.
What you really want from me?
What you want from me? What
you want from me?
Whatever you ask of me,
love. My heart,
my heart. Comes from me. Was really too much to give.
Oh, no,
my son, that you could lay your sin,
my son,
his blood on the cross. Oh, I love.
Ever think about
all the pain and agony? Ever think about the nails in his hands and feet? Ever think about they pierced him in his
chest? He
hung his head and died.
Of acapella gospel music.
Coming up next, I got a double play coming your way. The Melody Airs out of Houston, Texas. I just love this group. They have a single entitled It's Amazing from the 2000 album Looking Under Jesus. Now, we did an exclusive interview with one of the lead vocalists of this group, Frank Melton III. That's episode number 99. And also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 26. And just as a side note, the Melody Airs was one of the groups that was traveling around in the early 1980s and 90s with the Four Christian Stars that was managed by Al Pratt. You know, Al Pratt, he's the founder of the NACAMA Awards, the National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award. That was a great show. And also, that'll be followed by one of my power groups. I love this group, Straight Company out of Louisville, Kentucky. They have a new single from their 2020 album, AMG, Amazing, Magnificent, Godly. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 181. And this CD has I'm getting my tongue tied here. This is a 2-CD box set, and it has 21 tracks. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 21 tracks. It took them 10 years to produce this album, and some of the members of Straight Company that was on that show when we debuted that album here on this broadcast was Jay Walk, Jason Walker, the Rose, Rose Smith, and Gunsmithy, George Smith Jr., and Issei, Jesse Marat, and also D-Blo, Daryl Barnett. Enjoy this double play, the Melody Airs and Straight Company. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
In the beginning, God in charge of the heavens and the earth. Without form, he chose 6 days to make the world, and then he
I consider
the work
that was created
by God.
He said that it was oh so good, and that is why I say that it's amazing. Do you know that it's amazing? And have you ever wondered why or how the sun and the moon and the little bitty raindrops on the ground? Time waits for no one. God has it that way. If you notice there are 24 hours, that's all you get. That's a free speech of the African king, referring to the time. So keep it and be ready.
That day
when Christ comes back to heaven, oh, we will surely find quickly. Yeah, we don't
about to give it up. My reward's kinda looking like it's overdue. about to be distracted from the evil that I'm catching on the evening news. So I packed my bag, caught my flight, and I'm cruising at an altitude. 'Cause I fly high above this mess. See, I got a few things to do. I'm gonna go.
Thank you. sweet coming.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roberts.
This your girl, Toni Washington, from Journey Acapella.
This is Janice Emerson, Nashville, Tennessee.
And you're listening to Stevie B.
It's me, Tiffany Bumpus from Rochester, New York, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Hey, 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 y'all.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
Okay, here's what they're big into, deer hunting. Now, I hunted deer when I was a kid and a teenager and in college. But here's the difference, and I discovered this just this year. When I was a kid and I hunted deer, they considered that an outdoor recreational activity. Somewhere in the intervening years, it has become a sport. It's in the sports page. And I said to them that night, I said, you know, I used to hunt deer, so forth and so on. And you guys think it's a sport? You guys, and they're all nodding yes. I said, well, call me picky. But sport to me implies, oh, I don't know, athletic ability. Because I got to tell you, when I was a kid and I hunted, I had a .30-06, which is a high-powered rifle, with a scope, which if you don't know, is essentially a telescope, which means when I was hunting for deer, I didn't have to expend the energy to squint. Yeah. I said to the North Carolinians, I can understand it being a sport if by North Carolina law you had to, I don't know, chase a deer down, took him to death. You know, a little hand-to-hoof combat. I said to him, look, you name me, I said to him, name me one other sport where your opponent has no idea he's playing. I said, you know, until the opening gun goes off, the deer has no idea he won the coin toss and elected to receive. It's 0-1 before he knew what hit him. Now, and what is your first name, our deer hunting friend? What is your?
Dean.
Dean? D-E-A-N, Dean? D-E-A-N. And Dean, now in this state, do you have to wear, when you hunt, do you have to wear the orange vest and orange cap? Yes, you do. And why is that, Dean? Do you know why is that? It's safety, so that another hunter will not mistake you for a deer. Everybody's nodding. Let's ask ourselves the comedy question. What's wrong with this picture? We're apparently in this state selling high-powered rifles and ammunition to humans who cannot distinguish other human from deer. It would seem to me, Dean, a simple leg count would do the trick. See, here's my philosophy, Dean. If I'm in the woods on all fours, shoot me. I think, Dean, but if this is the case, with, we shouldn't have a background check to buy a rifle. There should be an IQ test. And you know what I was thinking, Dean? See, what do you think? A photo lineup. You know, bunch of deer and a guy. And I'll make it easy. Famous deer. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet. And if you can't pick out that guy, no gun for you, Elmer Fudd. But Dean, you know what? You and I both know this. We're laughing, but every year in this country, somebody mistakes another somebody for a deer and plugs him. Yes. Yes. I had a friend that happened to. And the good news is he was just winged. In the shoulder. A couple of stitches, night in the hospital, he's fine. But he said, Frank, do you know where I was? He goes, I was in my backyard pruning a tree. You know, Dean, I've seen a lot of deer. Never seen one could do that with their antlers. See, as a comedian, Dean, I wish I could have been in the woods with the two hunters right before the one hunter pulled the trigger just to hear the conversation that led up to it. Hey, Bob.
What?
I think I see a deer.
Where?
On that ladder. Well, Dean, it gets worse. I told that story in Georgia. And a guy came up and he said to me, do you guys know what a tree stand is? It's like a tree house where you, from which you hunt deer. He said he had a buddy in a tree house, a tree stand, in Orange, in the proper amount of Orange, who the other hunter claimed he mistook for a deer in the tree wearing Orange. I think I see a deer.
Where?
In that tree. And he's in disguise.
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on the blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Coming
up next. guys, I got a triple play coming your way. That's right, a triple play, three in a row. My man Travis Davis from Miami, Florida, he has a new single entitled The Whole Armor, and this is his comic book theme song. You're going to love this song. And that'll be followed by the Soul Influence out of Houston, Texas, their single Weakness from the 2007 album, You Gotta Believe. And we did an exclusive interview with two of the original members of that group. Episode 176, we had Marcus Bonham and Monte Cuba on that broadcast, and both of those gentlemen are from Houston, Texas. That was a great show. And that'll be followed by the Mo City Singers out of Missouri City, Texas. Their single, You Gotta Find, You're Gonna Find, from their 2010 album, Sanctuary. And this group also features Monte Cuba from Houston, Texas. Enjoy this triple play. That's right, this triple play, Travis Davis, The Soul Influence, and the Mo City Singers. You got Stevie B on the ones and twos.
Got that armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that whole armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that whole armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that whole armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that armor on, got that.
You know I got it on me, yeah, the battle trooper, and I have been wearing it for my youth. Right now I'm speaking it from the perch in a row in the army. I'm looking for some recruits so we can fight this man. Breastplate of righteousness, we forever winning. Whole armor on me, while the world's ending, giving light to the homies. Gospel of peace, I slice a piece of the enemy with every word that I speak. I will inherit the earth because I'm meek. The weapon is hostile, but it will not prosper. Bring it on. You are no match for the armor, no. Cause I got the power of the Holy Ghost. Only so much I'ma take. Used to be sleep, I'm awake. The enemy thought I would break, but I escaped. And I had the shield of faith. Gotta be strong in the Lord and the power of his life. Helmet of salvation, keep that helmet on tight. Sword of the Spirit, when we fight, we gon' win, hope you hear it.
Makes you lose your self-control. Oh, 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 oh. In the arms.
Tries your appears and begs you to come home
if you knew that joy.
From the Chicagoland area, and if you are looking for God to give you a song to sing like Jesus, then you tuned into the right place. You're listening to Stevie B on the Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Good day, family. It's your boy George G, aka George G International, GGIG to the double E. You're listening to the phenomenal sounds of acapella gospel music blast, where the bass note bumps and the E note jumps and the sopranos and the altos and the tenors make you sway. Oh yeah, it's a head knocker, baby, and a rock and cheer rocker. Acapella gospel music blast. Your host, Stevie B, spinning the voices that soothe the soul, flying at 30,000 feet, not missing a beat, acapella gospel music blast.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the acapella gospel music blast with Stevie B.
Hey.
This is the program reminder. Stevie B Media Production presents. We're airing live shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Telephone number to the live show is 713-955-0508. And the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/Gospel Light Radio Show. On Tuesday evening, I'm hosting a live show, What a Word from the Lord Radio Show. And this show will air every second, third, and fourth Tuesday of the month. The second Tuesday of the month, the show will air from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we have a guest speaker from the Brotherhood of the Churches of Christ who will be making a proclamation of the gospel of Christ. And also during that show, we have the Community Corner segment. That segment is designed for small business owners and entrepreneurs who have products and services for our communities. Also have two co-hosts on that show, Lou Gilbert, he's the evangelist for the Oakbrook Park Church of Christ there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Isa Mullins, he serves the Church of Christ in Cary, North Carolina. And the third Tuesday of the month, that show will air from 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And my co-host is Dr. Antherica Lane. She's a board-certified obstetricianist and gynecologist, and she serves with the Great Road Church of Christ in Cincinnati, Ohio, and she'll be hosting her show, Conversations with Dr. Lane. And on the fourth Tuesday of the month, that show will air from at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And my co-host is Kelly Fletcher. She serves the Livingstone Church of Christ there in Indianapolis, Indiana, and she'll be hosting her show, The Kelly Fletcher Show. And then on Thursday evening, I'll be hosting a live show, the Gospel Light Radio Show. And that show will air from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And there are eight co-hosts on that show. Clay Phillips from the state of Georgia, Frank Washington Jr. from the state of Florida, Steve Corder from the state of Illinois, Johnny Morris from the state of Georgia, Glenn McMillian from the state of Texas, Stanley Hubbard from the state of Indiana, and Yusuf Ford from the state of Indiana, and Brian Christian Coleman from the state of New Jersey. And these brothers will be presenting their lessons from the Word of God. And each week I have two of my co-hosts on the air with me. I'm also taking a question from my social media platform on Facebook called Shout It Out that I'll be posing to one of my co-hosts on that live show. And on Friday night I'm hosting a live show, Stevie B Acapella Gospel Music Blast. And this show will air from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And this radio show, the 2022 recipient for the NACAMA, National Academy of Christian Acapella Music Artists Award, Outstanding Achievement and Record or Radio. On this show, I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, sweet sounds of voices, and we're also interviewing artists, producers, writers, and we're also debuting new music and featuring old music on this broadcast as well. And every third Friday of the month, we have my Top 20 Countdown show. And we also have on-demand episodes. There are just a variety of musical platforms that you can use now to see these shows. Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Apple iTunes, YouTube, just to name a few. And we also have recorded version shows. These shows were album debuts mostly, so the playlists are the same on this live show here on Blog Talk Radio. And these shows can only be heard on iHeartRadio, on Deezer, and also on Amazon Music. The sound quality is excellent. It's done in beta high fidelity. So just search for Stevie B recorded version shows. And we also want to thank all of our sponsors who are sponsoring these radio shows. If you'd like to become a sponsor, just contact my sponsorship manager, Michelle Marco. She lives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Her telephone number is 954-687-4705. And the three E's of Stevie B Media Production, it is the objective of this broadcast. We want to educate, we want to edify, we want to encourage you in a study of God's Word. And that will conclude our program announcements. You're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Stay tuned. Our monthly triple spin is up next.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
I'm Kenya Shelley from Fresno, California, and I'm listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
What's going on, everybody? This is Mario McKinnon coming to you from Charlotte, North Carolina, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast. Y'all keep listening.
For everything he's done, I got to praise the Lord.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Dropping the beat.
Stevie B, the Blaster Master.
Acapella Gospel Music.
Stevie B's monthly triple spin.
For the month of February, we'll be featuring Anissa Cooper from Memphis, Tennessee. We have three singles from her 2020 album, Stronghold. We debuted that album here on this broadcast, episode 179. And she was also on that show with her producer, Lewis Cooper from Desire Records. And that's we also did a recorded version of that live show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's episode number 38. And also, 2 years ago, I had the privilege of going on a national tour with Anissa. She was one of the headliners for the 2022 Experience Acapella Tour, and the promoter for that tour was my dear brother and friend, Chef Brian Brown from Atlanta, Georgia. And the three singles that we have from Anissa's 2020 album, Stronghold, is a single, I Know, that'll be followed by God's Hand and God's Creation. Enjoy my monthly triple spin for the month of February.
Stevie B's monthly triple
spin.
I don't know why my storm seems so tough at times, and I don't even know why I feel I'm losing my mind, and yet I know he's always there for me, and still I know he'll always care. And more I know, he'll always comfort me. I don't have any doubts, I know. I don't know why this world is so full of sin, and I don't even know why my God would put up with it, and yet I know he's always there for me, and still I know he'll always
I'm not afraid to
Amazing. Heal your body. his likeness, another part of his plan. Dominion was given over everything, but something missing to complete God's plan. Potter made me this way. God's creation, no substitution. It's understood, 'cause the Lord said it was good, yeah.
TVB's monthly triple
spin. I want to give a shout out to India Bagley. She lives in Fayetteville, North Carolina. India Bagley, Stevie B wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's acapella gospel music blast.
Hi, this is Terry Mays, and you are listening to a variety of gospel music styles with Stevie B on Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is Troy Marables of Made New Acapella in Louisville, Kentucky, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Hey. It's your favorite DJ,
Stevie B,
the Blast-a-Master
of Acapella Gospel Music.
Stevie B's Old 100s.
My old 100 feature has been dedicated to my dear sister and friend, the late wife, Wanda General Connor from Dayton, Ohio. We just want to keep her memory alive on this radio show.
Stevie B's Old 100s.
This week we are featuring in my old 100, the Inner City Singles out of Birmingham, Alabama, their single Roll Jordan Roll. That'll be followed by the North Mississippi Acapella out of Hernando, Mississippi, and their single This World Is Not My Home from their 2000 album Free Spirit. Enjoy my old 100.
Stevie B's Old 100s.
Roll Jordan Roll.
Roll Jordan
Roll. I wanna go to heaven when I die.
To roll Jordan, roll.
Oh,
roll Jordan,
roll.
Roll Jordan,
roll.
Roll Jordan,
roll.
Roll Jordan.
I wanna go to heaven when I die.
To roll Jordan, roll.
I say, Mother, you ought to been there.
Oh, Mother, you ought to been there.
Lord, Mother, you ought to been there.
To roll, Jordan, roll.
Lord, roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll.
Roll, Jordan,
roll.
go to heaven when I die.
To roll down the road.
I say, Father, you ought to been there.
Oh, Father, you ought to been there.
Oh, Father, you ought to been there.
To roll down the road.
I wanna go to heaven when I die.
Roll down the road.
I say, sister, you ought to been there.
Oh, sister, you ought to been there.
Well, sister, you ought to been there.
To roll down the road.
Lord,
road.
Wanna go to heaven when I die.
Roll down and roll.
Lord, roll.
Roll
down and roll.
Roll down and
roll.
Roll down and
roll.
Roll down and
I wanna go to heaven when I die.
Roll down and roll.
Lord, brother, you ought to been there.
Oh, brother, you ought to been there.
You ought to been there.
To roll down and roll.
Lord, roll.
Roll down and roll.
Roll down and
roll. Roll down and
roll.
Roll down and
roll.
Roll down and
I wanna go to heaven when I die.
Roll down and
I say, Christian, you ought to been there.
Oh, Christian, you ought to been there.
Well, Christian, you ought to been there.
Roll down and roll.
Lord, roll.
Roll down and
roll.
Roll down and
roll.
Roll down and
roll.
Roll down and
I wanna go to heaven when I die.
Roll down and
I said I wanna go to heaven when I
world that I'm living in is not my home. I'm just passing by. Oh Lord.
Hey, this is Dorian Paul.
This is East Stage with Straight Company.
You're listening to Stevie B.
You're listening to Stevie B.
And you're listening to Stevie B, the Master Blaster. Go ahead, on.
Four. Three.
Hey, family, what a master.
Giving a shout out to my main man Stevie B. And every Friday night we get down just like this. Acapella gospel music blast.
Hey, it's Friday night and the mood is right. Stevie B's on the radio. We're gonna praise tonight. If you get to me,
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Right up here with them. No choir rehearsal. They looking at you. Who are you? I'm just sampling. I'm just sampling. I don't know if I want to be a part of this yet. I heard y'all messy. No, just playing. I'm playing. Y'all let folks sample, man. Let them sample. I don't know if I want to be a part of this yet. Right? Right here. Let's take Walmart and Target. What is Walmart and Target showing the church? anywhere you can go, get a lawnmower and a loaf of bread under the same roof. That should be a sin. But instead, it's sensational. Because Walmart and Target understand they need to become all things to all men. I dare you go into Walmart and Target looking for something and it ain't there. And then you go tell the manager, when you return, it's going to be there. Because they're saying, man, you don't have to go nowhere else but right here. Hmm? Do you know Walmart sell caskets? Oh, they killing them. No, literally, Walmart sells caskets. And they cheat. Because they roll the prices back. Yeah. Point is, we got people who come to our churches, they be needing stuff. They need a job, car, you know, they need stuff. And you know, and they sit in the back and they need it. And what we'll do, we'll give them good praise and worship. We'll give them awesome word. We'll give them prayer. And ain't nothing wrong with none of that. But after all of that, yes, sir, he still needs something. And the thing about it, the church is full of people with stuff. Pastor be trying to get you to talk to your neighbor. Turn to your neighbor, tell your neighbor. You're like, man, I'm so tired of talking to my neighbor. But what you're praying for, what you need, probably sitting next to you. Crazy, I read this article, right? I'm going to paraphrase it. I read this article, and this article said that church folk are like, so dumb. I mean, it didn't say that. That's why I'm paraphrasing it. But it said church folk are like dumb because what we'll do, we'll come to church every week, park in the same parking spot, sit in the same chair, talk to the same people, and pray for something different. It's insane. Man, do something different. Come sit on this thing right here next Sunday. Just walking in, just I'm still sit up there. What are you doing? Something different. Something different. Right? Go to Starbucks, right? Starbucks, y'all. I go to Starbucks. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea. I just go to Starbucks for the fellowship. I go for the movers and the shakers. I'm really not, you know, this social media guy. And these folk there, they know about all this stuff. So I kind of go there to rub shoulders with them. And in Starbucks, it's always a white guy with glasses and a laptop. It's always a black guy with dreads, seashell in the dreads, smelling like oils, with a laptop. God has given them vision. They know how to do this stuff that I need, right? And so I go. What I love about Starbucks, at least the one I attend, they never say, hey, you in the back. The one that ain't buying nothing. Get out. They never kick me out. I'm using their free Wi-Fi. I'm benefiting from them. I ain't paying for nothing. They never kick me out. Because Starbucks understand if I keep coming, eventually I'm going to get in that line and say, man, let me get a latte, mocha, supercalifragilistic. All right. Last but not least is Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. It was storming in Houston real bad storm one day. And I stopped at the red light, and I looked over to my right, and the Chick-fil-A drive-through line was wrapped all the way around the strip center. First thing I noticed is that they members go to church in bad weather. The chicken ain't that good, okay? We never have a good weather to go to church in. Oh, never. Church folk, never. It's never good weather. If it's raining, ooh, it's too wet out there to go to church this morning. If it's snowing, ooh, it's too cold out there to go to church this morning. It could be just everything perfect. It's too beautiful of a day to go to church this morning. Just
Stevie B's Funny Bones.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight tonight on the blast. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. We're flying 30,000 feet, and I'm dropping bombs everywhere.
Dedicating this feature to my dear sister and friend, the late Linda Dilley from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She was a member of my staff here at Stevie B Media Production from the year 2016 to June of 2021. She wrote all the questions for the artists that we interviewed on this radio show, and we just want to keep her memory alive on this radio broadcast.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
This week we are featuring Vonda Tucker Waller from Phoenix City, Alabama. We have a single from her 2004 album, So Glad You Blessed Me. And we did an exclusive interview with Vonda on this broadcast, episode 183. And I actually got a chance to meet Vonda and her family when we performed with the 2022 Experience Acapella Tour in Birmingham, Alabama. And the single that we are featuring this week is entitled What You Really Want From Me. I just love this song. Enjoy my Song of the Week.
Stevie B's Song of the Week.
What you really want from me?
Anything.
Whatever you ask of me.
Yeah.
Lord, I get you deep.
My
heart, body, and soul. Whatever you want from me.
All that he has done for me.
Ooh,
when I think about how he died to make me free.
Ooh.
When I think about daily he supplies my needs. I could never repay the deed. Lord, I'm giving you all of me.
What you really want from me?
What you want from me? Comes from me. Was it really too much to give?
Oh, no,
my
no.
Son that you could leave. You see,
my son,
his love on the cross. Oh, what love.
Ever think about
all the pain and agony? Ever think about the nails in his hands and feet? Ever think about they pierced him
in
his he hung his head and died.
Say no more.
Repay for all of the love you gave me.
Next, I got a double play coming your way. Soul Purpose a cappella out of Greensboro, Winston-Salem, and Fayetteville, North Carolina. Their single, His Love, in the 2008 album, Next Chapter. And we did an exclusive interview with the manager of this group, Charles Jeter, and his wife, one of the vocalists of this group, Tricia Jeter, as well. That was a great show. Really enjoyed talking to both of them on that show. And this group was also the 2020 recipient for the Best Acapella Gospel Group at the Victory Gospel Fest. Victory Promotions, and this group also received the Nakama Album of the Year, Nakama Best New Group, and Nakama Best Female Group, and they were also the first runner-up in the National Acclaim Harmony Sweepstakes. And this song is number 20 on the Top 20 Countdown Show for the month of January. That'll be followed by Call by God. Called by God Acapella Ensemble out of Nashville, Tennessee. Their single, Clean Heart, the 2019 album, For His Purpose. And this song is produced by John Poole Malone. And we debuted this album here on this broadcast. Episode 134. Also did a recorded version of this live show. Episode number 32 under my recorded version shows. And this group was also the 2022 recipient for the Nakama New Artist of the Year. Enjoy this double play with a remix. Soul Purpose Acapella, His Love with a remix. And call by God.
I'm glad I found His love. His love. Special kind of love, one who will be there for you. Hey, when times get rough, say you need a friend who'll be there till the end. Someone you can call on, whom you can depend. There is someone I know from whom my blessings flow. The storm to hold you close and never let you go. His name is Jesus, and I recommend this friend to you. His love is true, it lifts me high. Whoa, whoa. Hey, his love lifts me high and higher. Even angels long to know just why He loves me so. Come on, I'll tell the truth, my friend, if it were you, would you give your only son to be beat down, to be broken and bruised for my iniquity? That's what He did for me, so I could have life and have more abundantly. Oh, what wondrous love sent down from up above, the true for me and you. It lifts me high, high. Hey, it lifts me higher, 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 higher. Ooh, ooh. Now here's what you gotta do. Those in danger, look above, for my Jesus completely saves. And I want you to know, He will lift you by His love out of the angel way. He's the master of the sea, even the billows it will obey. And He your sailor wants to be, so you better be safe today. I think you need to try His love.
And please, correct me if I'm wrong. You saying God's love I can depend on? And like most friends I call, don't pick up the phone. Is it too busy or just not at home? Through life I was coasting in a backwards motion, till I hit rock bottom like the sand in the ocean. Closing situation, seeking manifestation of spiritual placement. Any recommendations? Change chasing, low on the buck. I heard a man named Jesus can lift me up. It's tough living a rough life, dreaming of being upright. Love like Christ and never be uptight. With up nights, no sleep, wintertime, no heat, no lamps to count. Least dilemma, God knows me. It's unbelievable. God presented the sequel through Christ Jesus. His love is reachable, like an apple on the tree of life. Gotta teach you. When it's questioned, when you see in light, let it lead you. Got it. Christ's wine, better with time. Meditate on 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. Now I'm fine, how without smoking a dime. So I'm, what was that that I'm needing to find?
Yeah, yeah. Anybody out there need a clean heart? A fresh start? Rock with us on this one. Hey, yeah, yeah. Just tired of messing up time after time. Coming to church, going back to the same mess. This song's for you. Danielle, help us out with this one.
She lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. Classmate, Beverly Lee Crawford, Stevie B, wants to give you a shout out.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Flash.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wilson from Rochester, New York, and you're listening to Stevie B Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
This is Crystal Stevenson from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Amber Baldwin from Greensboro, North Carolina.
This is Dodge Burnett coming from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, this is Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida, representing Duval. We are the one and only Testament Acapella, and you're listening to Stevie B's Acapella Music Blast.
With you is where I want to be. Stevie B's Acapella Gospel.
Hey, this is John Poo Malone, and you're listening to the Acapella Gospel Music Blast with Stevie B.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, according to the clock on the wall, it's time for me to bring this Big Iron Bird on down to the ground. I need to bring it on down. I need to bring it on down. All right, we got this Big Iron Bird safely on the ground. This is the part of the show where I have to say goodnight. I got to go. I really enjoy playing these inspirational songs and tickling your funny bone. I want to thank my special guest on the show tonight, Ron Walker from Edmond, Oklahoma. And we debuted Ron's new 2024 album, Mind, Body, and Soul. I think you really enjoy what you're hearing from Ron and those artists that he's been collaborating with. Looking forward to hearing the rest of those singles on that album. I also want to thank all my listeners for riding with me on the blast tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot deny what you're on the blast on a Friday night. I'm playing some of the world's greatest acapella gospel music artists, the sweet sounds of voices. But I want to thank most of all the God of heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for allowing me the privilege, and it is indeed a privilege, maybe spend this time with you on a Friday night. So until we meet again, may God continue to bless your lives and may bless you real, real good. You've been listening to Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
Stevie B's Acapella Gospel Music Blast.
I have two singles that's going to take us on off the broadcast. Genesis Archer out of Jacksonville, Florida, her single Higher Ground from the 2012 album I'm a Soldier. Now, Genesis was the presenter of my Camo Award in 2022 in Jacksonville, Florida, so she will always have a special place in my heart. Yes, she will. Now, Genesis also was a recipient for the 2016 the Camo Best Female Vocalist and 2014 the Camo Artist of the Year and 2019 Worldwide Music Award Female Vocalist of the Year. So I just love Genesis Archer. And that'll be followed by my man Teray Mack out of Jacksonville, Florida. He has a new single, What You Say. And this song is number 3 on my top 20 countdown show for the month of January. Let me hit you with 3 pieces before I get on up out of here. Peace, peace, peace. And I'll see you, Lord say so, on the other side. Good night, everybody. I'm Stevie B, and I'm out.
You cannot shake the faith of
what you said.
Let me tell you a story about how light can bring you to dark spaces, make you feel like you can't lose, leaving you with the weight of some very bad cases. A case of depression, a case of confusion, feeling like you're less than a human. So many things ever hold on to you. The shackles are tightening, you can't break loose, and your friends are just not around. Your own family might put you down, backstabbed in your own safe haven. It doesn't feel like a life worth saving. People calling you this, people calling you that, this and that, your life's all trash. So close to slipping away, but right on time you show up and I hear you.
Stevie B, I'm full of black. Stevie B, I'm full of black. Stevie B, I'm full of black. Stevie B, I'm full of black.